he's here with us today. Abhijit, if you can step forward to give us a little bit of report on our progress to date.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chairman Kennedy, I'd like to present to you a brief update on the progress we're making on our dashboard report. The university collects a variety of different data all the time. Just in Chancellor Easter's presentation, you saw some of the examples of the kinds of data that get collected. And in fact, the volume of data that get collected sometimes makes it very difficult to draw strategic conclusions from it unless it is put together in a way that aids that kind of conclusion. So this dashboard project is a way of trying to, I would say, look at the collective data that the university collects and put it in a format that links that information to the strategic priorities of the university so it becomes easier to summarize the performance of the university along those strategic parameters. So in a way of thinking about it, is the way we're trying to develop this is to look at it from two sides. First of all, to try to look at what might be the strategic priorities or the strategic indicators that are most important to the university. So the president and his leadership team, the chancellors and the vice presidents, have been spending quite a bit of time looking at this. And I know each chancellor has been doing the same thing in their respective campuses, talking to their leadership teams to identify what are the main strategic priorities we should be focusing on. And then for each of these strategic priorities, we are identifying what one might call the key performance drivers of those priorities. What are the key metrics that links to that priority and gives us an indication of how we are performing in that priority? So we've identified right now, we can look at this 8 different sort of strategic priorities, you might call it, or the strategic areas that we want to focus on. Student access and enrollment, student outcomes, faculty scholarship, you can look at all the different 8 elements. These are not necessarily the only 8 things we focus on, but these were the 8 things, 8 groups of performance indicators we want to bring to this dashboard at its initial stage. Dashboards are usually, it will be continuously evolving as different new priorities are identified, new priorities are discussed, board sets some new expectations. Dashboards are always evolving in that sense. But these are the 8 that we're putting together for now. And then for each of these strategic priorities, as I mentioned, we're identifying the key performance drivers. So just to show one example, if you look at student access and enrollment, these are some of the key performance drivers you might want to look at. Number of people involved, the acceptance and the yield rates of the percentage of students who are Pell Grant eligible, the ACT scores and the scholarship of those students, percent of students from underrepresented groups. So these are some of the examples of the kinds of metrics that provide us with this key performance drivers. So if we put together these things, and then we have to have 2 other elements that come in it. One, you would like to see this information in a longitudinal sense, because then you can look at trends and identify trends and be able to take action, depends on that. And then the other thing you would want to do is to really compare yourself against your peers, as how well do we do on those key performance drivers compared to your peers, because you need to have a benchmark against which to compare, not only the longitudinally. So just to show a couple of examples of how the dashboard indicators might look like, we've randomly chosen a couple of pages. So if we look at this is one example, the percentage of first-time freshman applicants who were admitted, what is often known as the selectivity of the institution. It shows a number of different years, so it gives you a longitudinal trend. It shows a peer average, and it shows our own performance. So you can look at all of this information, and this is shown by each of the 3 campuses is separated out here. So this is just an example that we're trying to provide for you today. But this is how one way you can visually present the data that pulls it together and summarizes all the information that makes it easier for one to draw strategic conclusions from it. So here's another example. this is the EEL rate, which is the number of students who were admitted who actually enrolled at each of the three campuses. So this is the kind of project we're doing, and as I said, one of the main aspects here is that for each campus, then, we have gone through an exercise of identifying the relevant peer groups with whom we want to compare. Part of these groups are based on peer groups defined by IBHE, but then we have adapted from starting with that base, we have adapted that to make sure that we are looking at the best benchmarks that we feel are the most relevant for us. So that where we are right now is that we have, through our discussions, come to a conclusion about the first dashboard that we would like to put together. As I mentioned, it will be an evolving process, but we have to come to you, this board. Now, some of this data does not change on a continuous basis. There's an annual cycle. A lot of these change in annual cycles. Some change at quarterly cycles. So our plan and proposal is to bring to the board relevant sections of those dashboards at when those annual cycles happen or when the change of data happen, but also make available at the same time the entire dashboard easily accessible so that the board might be able to view that at any time. We're also taking opportunity here that not only creating this institutional level dashboard, but then having dashboards at various other units and at levels of the organization. Each campus will also have some, in some cases, some very specific indicators of performance they're very interested in. So each campus will have some supplementary dashboards to go with it. And then you can also visualize dashboards for example, our IT area, information technology area, human resources area, capital programs area. Each of those areas we are trying to go through a process of developing the relevant dashboards or metrics by which we can measure. So our goal here is to become a lot more focused on metric-driven decision-making, which I believe is what the board was also intent on. So starting with one of the, perhaps even in the July meeting or one of the forthcoming meetings, we hope to start presenting sections of this dashboard at the board meetings and also making it available, the entire dashboard available to the board.
Do you think the data-driven decisions will be better than our judgment and intuition?
Well, I think you need both data-driven decisions and judgment to go together, intuition to go together.
Okay. I mean, I applaud your efforts. This is extraordinary, and I think the thoughtfulness of your approach will yield a much better outcome. As you know, I'm in a hurry to get it done, but you know, when you go through the thoughtfulness of your approach, it's hard to argue that we would end up with a better product if we went any faster.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, part of the reason it does take a time because you do want to take this opportunity to really have a good discussion about metrics and performance indicators internally so that there's an internal understanding of everybody as to what are the right indicators to use here.
The one area that I'd like clarity on at some point, maybe not today, but we have the AAR report. We have those stewarding excellence reports, which I've seen some of, which I thought were phenomenal. We have the strategic plan, which, you know, I've just seen yours, I think, and I was very impressed with that. And then we have the dashboard. And somehow it'd be nice to understand how those all fit together so we can reconcile it.
First of all, we hope that many of the dashboard indicators will incorporate a lot of the indicators that were included in the strategic plan. Like some of the ones that Chancellor Easter presented today, many of them will get incorporated into this dashboard itself. Now some of the other ones you're talking about, stewarding excellent ARR, some of those does get incorporated, but as I said, we could look at how to sort of expand the scope of this dashboard to make sure they get incorporated.
I think for the board, it would be great to know where we are on our legislative agenda. And then the searches, just an update on the searches, and maybe something on our communications and PR effort. And then I don't know whether we could develop the same sort of information. Maybe ask the Alumni Association and the Foundation to create a similar document that helps orient us about our partner organizations.
Sure. Jim Kinney, I applaud, first of all, the efforts that we're talking about. And one thing I would suggest to augment it is, as we determine within the dashboard specific metrics that are strategic priority for the university, is also establish expectations for that particular area. And so not only track our performance versus our peers, but also our performance versus our expectation as we try to improve. And I realize that's down the road, but this is a great tool to use for that.
Now, I think that's, I think Avijit hit it on a good strategic plan will have its own built-in metrics, performance metrics, and then you'll set the goals, you'll announce strategies, and then you have the metrics for measuring your progress towards those goals and all that. You'll see that in the strategic plan that was presented. So ideally what would happen is, sometime in the months ahead, as we work on the dashboard, we'll also work on updating those strategic plans on the campuses and across, and you'll fold those two efforts together, and there should be something in there. They often do include something on organizational effectiveness, so that brings the AAR piece into it. So I think of this as, I think of the dashboard in a sense as part of the larger plan that has to be assembled in the next several months.
One other thought, and I realize we're just at the beginning of this, so off to a good start. And it has to, I would be very interested, if not today, then at some point getting the input from our student trustees. You know, even though you're going, you know, if you could provide some input on this, because how our students perceive our performance is obviously very important to us as well. And especially in a difficult economy, if there's a way to measure the placement of our students,
yes,
those who are seeking employment, how soon after graduation do they find that, or those who are going to graduate school, what's the success rate there?
And you're absolutely right. We will make sure we talk to them, but to assure you that in the student outcome section, some of these metrics you're talking about are part of the student outcome section. You know, even things like debt load and, you know, amount of financial aid, all of those are part of the student outcome sections.
I'd reached out to Michelle to try to clarify one of the graphs in Bob's report about placement, because there's a measuring date, and apparently it's, the outcomes are influenced by when you ask the question.
Right.
So I think they're going to try to come back to us with that,
but
which I think will help.
But Trustee Kennedy, there are some very standard ways of organizing that data. You also have to do it in a way such that there are peer data available in the same way, so that you can have. So for example, the day of graduation, 3 months after graduation, 6 months after graduations are some very standard way of collecting and organizing that information.
Either Olivier or Oliver.
He's got one more letter in his name.
He's got one more letter. Pick up on Ed's point about expectations. It may be a good idea to have a discussion at some point about, I guess from a governance standpoint, what goals and expectations, you know, who should establish those within the university, what input the board should have versus Mike and the other administration. I think that'd be a productive conversation.
Right, it's interesting. We have the copy of the Urbana strategic plan in our document. I don't know that we're being asked to approve it, embrace it, acknowledge it, read it. And I think that gets to your question.
Yeah.
Which we will answer.
Exactly why
meeting.
I think we need to go back to all these plans.
Yeah.
They were started 5 years ago. We're at the end of that 5-year cycle. So we need to revisit all those plans. I don't mean you have to redo them top to bottom, but you have to revise them, and you have to make sure you have real good alignment between your dashboard metrics and the actual plan.
Right.
And everything, I believe, has to be benchmarkable. You can all sit around and say we're doing a great job, but unless we can prove it comparatively, compared to our peer groups, we don't know if we're doing a good job.
I had a fairly simple question. I think that one of the more the popular metrics, or the metrics that draw attention first, are when we compare ourselves to our peer groups. So I was kind of wondering, how do we decide what schools fall into the peer groups for each campus? Because I know depending on the situation, you may have a different peer group, and I've seen throughout different presentations, depending on what we're discussing, that peer groups change. So for these performance indicators.
Yeah, and I think you've hit upon